Yo, the day hot in star. It's a good thing we didn't stop and buy them back of soda, eh?
Which soda?
Yo, my youth, that's a fast you drink the thing.
I fling with the bottle too.
What? You fling with the bottle? How you feel that? Apart from the fact that that is littering, me collect them thing then a star.
Passy, you collect plastic bottle? For do what?
Boy, I want to tell you, so them have a plastic bottle recycling project that go on in my community. So me collect the bottle them and sell them to the recycling company.
I saw you go on, you? Say me money there for the thing?
Yo, have me to tell you. So where you throw the bottle?
You throw up. Meg, you gonna pick it up? I feel me buckle, so me, we gonna pick it up.
No, before me.
It may not be readily apparent that the plastic soda, juice, or water bottle in your hand is equivalent to money in your pocket. Instead of merely throwing these items away, you could collect them for recycling purposes. In this regard, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has launched a pet bottle recycling project in the community of Riverton Meadows in Western St. Andrew. Housed at the Jamaica Recycling Cooperative plant in Riverton City along Spanish Town Road, the program is expected to provide employment for hundreds of Jamaicans. Already, 12 full-time workers and 50 part-time pet bottle suppliers have gained employment. The project is being led by the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, in collaboration with Canadian company Turtle Island, Caribbean Local Economic Development Project, CARILED, and the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, among other partners. Under the program, PET bottles are collected, compacted, and exported overseas. PET bottles are widely used to store soft drinks, food products, alcoholic beverages, detergents, cosmetics, pharmaceutical products, and edible oils. Mayor of Kingston Senator Angela Brown Burke says the project is geared at transforming the lives of members of the Riverton community through gainful employment and local economic development. She says for the project to be successful, it must be driven by the efforts of community members.
And so what we stand ready to do and we have been doing is to see how we can help the individuals who are involved to broaden their market.
The aim, she says, is to expand outside the community of Riverton Meadows and to encourage individuals across the island to become part of the project. But how can these persons help?
You can help by providing the raw material, the empty bottles that you throw away on a daily basis that end up causing a problem in our drains, in our gullies, that are washed to sea and that our environmental partners every now and again gather on a beach to do a good day's work of collecting bottles.
So, rather than just collecting the plastic bottles and putting them in a bag for the National Solid Waste Management Authority to pick them up, Mrs. Brown Burke encourages persons to make use of the recycling plant. It is estimated that suppliers can earn about $8,000 to $10,000 on a weekly basis. The project not only aims to provide employment and a stable income for many Jamaicans, but also to increase public awareness about the importance of recycling and protecting the natural environment.
You'll be surprised that people come here come sell us bottles from St. Thomas. People from St. Han come and they dump and get them bottles and sell us. So it's really a thing to enlarge for the country.
Manager at the Jamaica Recycling Cooperative plant, Richard Bohr. He says the plans for 2015 should see the project expanded to involve the recycling of cardboards. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, says the project is a significant start towards the development of the community of Riverton into a thriving recycling center.
We recognize now that there is no longer anything called waste, that the recycling business is big business. The point I'm making, though, is that Riverton City and Riverton Dump, or Riverton Landfill, as we call it, is an asset to Jamaica. It's a national asset. And we should develop it. We must develop it. And as Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, we shall develop Riverton as a recycling industry in Jamaica.
So, is plastic recycling a waste of time? Certainly not, as long as it is done properly. And now that we know about the Jamaica Recycling Cooperative plant, we can help to spread the word, because every little bit really does make a difference.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.